Hi, I'm Anika, and you're listening to Beyond Sheep-Based. You know what I was really reminiscing about? High school days. The days when you couldn't drive, when you were taking the bus, when you had to schedule. This is also for someone who lived in a smallish town where you kind of lived on the same route as your friend. So when I ended up moving in like grade 10, I lived in Cambridge, in Preston, and we would, usually the meeting point was the mall because it was easiest for everyone to get to. So you would get on the bus and you'd tell your friend, okay, I'm on the bus. So like you can leave at X amount of time. And honestly, those times you really got resourceful on how the frick to get around. Nothing humbles you more than not having a car, not being able to drive, and trying to get places to hang out with your friends. And you learn real quick that when you miss the bus comes like on the hour. So if the bus, like the bus will come on the hour, like not on the hour, but like 5:22 every time at the bus stop near you. So I learned very quickly once that like when you miss that bus, you're going to have to wait for the next one in an hour. And it wasn't like the worst when it was summertime, because like I lived pretty close to the bus stop, and like you start to learn the secret routes of like, okay, if I go this way, I'm going to save myself some time. So I started learning how to do that. I'm telling you, you get very resourceful when you can't drive. Very resourceful. So we figure out the shortcuts for the bus. After you figure out a shortcut for the bus, honestly, I feel like you're basically set for life. Not exactly, but just hear me out. You figured out the shortcut. You figured out, okay, I need to leave at this time to meet my friend. And then we're going to meet at the mall and then go from there. And when I tell y'all, we used to do laps around the mall. This was listen, I don't even know if Fitbits were invented then. I'm sure they probably had activity watches, but like we did not have them on us. So this was a time when you were putting in them steps, a minimum, at least 10K steps. And there truly wasn't anything to do. But like, why were we walking around the mall doing circles? And sometimes you would truly disassociate. I mean, fully disassociate. And this is like when Zellers was a thing. Oh gosh, y'all, I kind of miss Zellers. It was a time. It's really making the nostalgia and just everything else feels so freaking good. But yeah, so taking the bus, walking around the mall, and then going to the movies. And for some reason, I was telling my friend this. I'm like, no, I swear there was a time when you couldn't bring outside snacks into the movie theater. And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah. So like, this was, depending on what your mall looked like, I can only speak about North America. The plan is that basically for Cambridge Center, or as we like to call it, Lambridge Center. I know, real original. So the movie theater was there, the Cineplex was there, and then outside there was a convenience store. So I always would have a purse. I'm always that person who like, when in doubt, I'm gonna have a purse. It's probably gonna be filled with some kind of random, either like makeup and stuff. So in the purse, we would go to the convenience store. And now, like, remember, we can't drive. So we either are, like, being dropped off by our parents, depending on when the movie is showing, or we took the bus. So you got to make sure you're, like, strategically getting there. This is also before, like, you could go in and, like, buy your ticket at the concession stand. That was not a thing in my days, okay? In my days, that was not a thing. So you buy your ticket and then you kind of just kill time. So you're like, you'll do some laps. You'll do some laps. Maybe you'll go to the food court and then you'll come back, you'll go to the convenience store, and then someone is like the designated person who is going to put like the designated snack person. Because listen, the movie theater snacks and stuff from the concession stand are still pricey. But in high school, like, we were on a limited budget, okay? There was only so much we could buy. So we did what we could, and what we could is what we did. So I usually was like a designated person who would have the snacks in the purse. And I always made sure to like get a drink, because I am a slushy girl and I love a slushy, but it's not always the best drink of choice when you're watching a movie. I'm going to be honest, there have been times where I've missed scenes in movies because I didn't have to use the bathroom. Really exposing myself here, but I'm just being honest, okay? I've missed some important scenes in movies in time that I will not get back because I had to use the bathroom and I was insistent on getting the slushy. So you get, you know, you try to basically be sneaky with the bag. So I have my bag, I have it stuffed with like candy, all of that, the goods. And then you go in, and then like you're kind of nervous, and like you're hoping to be chill enough where like you're unsuspecting of like, oh, they don't have anything in that backpack or bag, which is true. Like, I don't have anything, but you do. You most definitely do. Alas, I never got caught. I never got caught. And I'm very grateful for this. I most definitely felt like I was a fugitive on the run with like my bag and everything else, but it all kind of worked out in the grand scheme of it all. And I miss those days though. Those were fun. Like Twilight, this was the time when Twilight came out. Oh, we were feral. Like I remember breaking New Moon. Yes, New Moon, Mr. Taylor Lautner, Mr. apparently who is not indigenous. That is a white man. You're probably like, wow, Nika, really? Yeah, yeah. If you didn't know, you know now. When he came on the screen shirtless, we were feral. The screams in the movie theater, okay? I remember, I think we went for someone I was friends with in high school's birthday. Yeah. Yeah, this was wild. Like this was scandalous times. Like, yeah. So, ooh. This was also definitely a time of like the J14 magazines. I'm sure those magazines still exist, but I remember distinctly, like, I went through, oh my gosh. Why am I exposing myself like this for free on my podcast? I don't know. I definitely went through a Wiz Khalifa phase where I just thought he was like so hot. Am I internally, externally cringing just speaking this out loud? Yes, I am. Because that man looked to be about like 90 to 100 pounds, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But like I was not anything near that. And also he was like grown o'clock. But this was definitely like a young, wild and free Tumblr era. Oh my gosh, you want to talk nostalgia? Let's get into some Tumblr. I was a Tumblr girl. You know, there were MySpace people. I was a Tumblr gal. And I'm proud. I kind of wish I still had my blog. But yeah. Damn. So crushing on Wiz Khalifa. Taking the bus to the mall, can't drive. It was really such a time. And then this was also like when Birkenstocks, it's so funny how the trends come back, because I remember I like begged, bless Mama B, I begged my mom to get a pair of Birkenstocks. And I remember getting them and like breaking Birkenstocks in, that's not for the weak. The blisters that I had, they were horrible, man. And I want another pair. What is wrong with me? But the blisters that I had from, like, a, you know, trying to break in my Birkenstocks was terrible. 0 out of 10, but I love my Birkenstocks. And honestly, they're the most comfortable shoe. Like, now that they're fully broken in, oh, I can walk. We can walk places in those shoes. But breaking them in, mm-mm. And this was also the summer that I got, like, super, that summer that I got them, I got super, super tan. This was also a time of Blackberries, when, like, everyone had a Blackberry. Realistically, why did we have business phones? I don't know. I don't know who. We had no business. We had no business using these phones, but like everyone had a BlackBerry, and like there was a BlackBerry Curve and then the BlackBerry Bold. I truly felt like such a baddie having my like BlackBerry Curve, and then it was like, oh, I can text without looking at the keyboard. I should not be exposing myself because my mom does listen to the podcast, but like when you figured out how to like text in class without looking and like not getting caught, someone give us an award for that one. I don't know if I could pay attention now in class. Like, I'm thinking, like, TikTok and all of that exists. Yeah. Also, the children now, I'm not going to be that person to be like, they're scary, but they're kind of scary and terrifying. I mean, they're cute, and, like, yes, I have two nieces. Absolutely love them. But they're also, like, very young. So, like, I don't really have to worry about that, like, stuff yet, you know? They're still little cootie patooties. But I'm like, frick my goodness, these little children. The children of Sephora. The children of Sephora. Those kids scare me. You know, Sephora, I didn't really, we'll do this in another episode on my, like, Sephora experience. But, like, that wasn't really a thing for me until I was 16. So, crazy times. Crazy freaking times. And honestly, just like reminiscing about taking the bus and all that stuff, it's not the same taking the bus as an adult. I'll tell you that much. It's more traumatizing. That's for damn sure. I mean, nothing bad necessarily has happened to me on the bus, thankfully, but like it's still just super scary and terrifying. And like taking the wrong route and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, I simply don't wish it on myself or anyone really, you know? We're figuring it out, but now I can drive. And I feel like the moment you got like your license and you can drive, you are like unstoppable. And I was very grateful that I got a car. Shout out to Mama B, man. She really is such an incredible mom. But having a car definitely like made me feel cool. And then I didn't have to take the bus anywhere. It's like, oh, I drive. I'm gonna drive. Gas prices weren't what they are now, I'll tell you that much. And the first few times of pumping gas was definitely an experience. You're like, Nika, what happened? There was definitely one time where I forgot to turn off the ignition on the car. And you're like, they're not supposed to. I know. Not round here, partner. I don't know. I was just so nervous. Anyways, nothing happened. Thank heavens. We're all good. But truly, I just think back to like my teenage years, and you know what, as much as I wanted to grow up, I think I really had some really good times and memories. And yeah, I'm curious, like, when did you get your license? And I'm gonna do a whole experience on just driving in like funny stories, because it needs to be done. You're listening to Beyond Sheepface podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Beyond Sheepface. You can find my beauty, lifestyle, skincare, Instagram, and TikTok at Beauty with Bodden. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait for the next episode to drop.